Someone said, why the names not showing? People's name?
I don't know, Geshe-la. I'm seeing them here.
Oh.
Sometimes you need to put your cursor down on the bottom bar.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I don't remember a lot of names, but I don't remember. Okay, put the bottom there. Oh, yeah. Ignorance. probably not knowing the name generates stress caused by ignorance. Not knowing how to look at the name. Moya, thank you very much for translating all the people back in Patagonia. Thank you very much. Oh yeah, very quick. Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Neely. Good morning, Moya again. Good morning, Arin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Lamula.
Good morning,
Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Aniketa Omo. Oh, now I'm not sure where. Like, good morning, Chukila. Good morning, Katrina. Very good, Katrina. You are always sailing.
Yes, you told me that I have to take everybody with me.
Oh, very good. You are always sailing.
Yeah. Let's go.
Every day, inch by inch.
Yes.
No. Good morning, Givona. Good morning, Julie. Yes. Good morning, Patricia from Patagonia. Good morning, Joy Ninji. Good to see you again. Good morning, Sheila. One of our members, long time member. Yeah.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Elise. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Susie. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Luis.
Good morning.
Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Panditji, Pati. Tashi Derek, Alex. He's at the bin.
Tashi Derek.
Petra. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning,
Bodhisattva Patrick. that's good. God, so now. Good morning, Gio. Good morning, Karen. Oh. Good morning, Mary Richardson. Met in Nepal long time ago. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, David. Are you healing?
I am. Feel much better. Thank you. I don't look so good. I turn my camera off after I say good morning.
That's okay. Maybe all obstacles are gone now from the light.
That's right.
Good morning. I remember Marcelo. Now Marcelo Fernanda, I finally remember your name. Marcelo, good morning. Michael, good morning, Williams. And good morning, all the anybody's watching on YouTube. Good morning, all of you. Don't remember what we said, what we talked yesterday, not yesterday, last week, last weekend. I don't know. What I said last weekend.
Well, you ended with the 8 verses of thought transformation. How to deal with negative people. Stories on love.
So let's do it together with 9 round breathing meditations. Okay, let's do it together 9 round breathing meditations. Someday they will table us. In the breathing meditations, probably you heard this one more than now, a couple thousand times. Not necessary to do this meditation, but if you need, and this meditation has, you know, it will help. It will help. See, you wake up with, every day we wake up, you know. Every day we all wake up, not just monks and nuns, they wake up, then nobody else wake up. It's not like that. We all wake up. And we all sleep, we all wake up. Now the question is like, what kind of mindset? We wake up with what kind of mindset? When we wake up, what kind of mindset? What kind of mindset? Or maybe neutral, or not really positive, not really negative, it's just neutral. Not so bad. Positive, that's good. That's good one. Negative, that's not really good one. No, that's not good way to start the day with a negative mindset. No, everything has caused the condition. Everything has, pretty much everything caused by something, caused by something. Something happened because of something, something. Like, not because of nothing, something cannot be happened because of nothing. Something cannot be happened because of nothing. Something happened because of something. Causes conditions. So if our mindset becomes murky, so then 9 round breathing meditation is good for you to do, good to do. If you're already waking up with a positive mindset, with a kind of happy mind, no need to do 9 round breathing meditations. Okay? Something that will last. So 9 round breathing meditations need to be done on the cushions because it's associated with the breathing. You know, it cannot be done like laying down. Other meditation you could do by laying down, nothing, it's perfectly fine. But 9 round breathing meditations that we need to make sure that we sit straight, our back is straight. To get the maximum benefit from the meditations, that you are about to do, call 9 round breathing meditations. Get maximum benefit. Someday deve tepu. Cushions. That's called concentration cushions. Or you could say meditation cushions, the same thing. technically it was called concentration cushions. That's what it's called. From there they were tabulas. Lune dunda denchelas. Follow the seven sitting positions. Seven sitting positions up Buddha Verchana. Namnam, the Buddha in Sanskrit called Buddha Verchana. Hoping to get enlightened, hoping to, why you follow the seven sitting position of Buddha Verchana? Because I am someone who is very much hoping to get enlightened. A form of Buddha Vairochana. That's why I follow the seven sitting position of Buddha Vairochana. Did I say it correctly, Chukila? So for the sake of knowledge, next time when you say, oh, this seven sitting position when you do meditations, like, what is that? What is the reason behind that? I'm someone who is very much hoping to enlighten in the form of Buddha Vairochanas. Therefore, I follow the seven sitting position of Buddha Vairochana when I do meditations. Okay, for the sake of knowledge. With the seven sitting positions. Lung roll, gutu tadu sans, lung roll. Energy that has been wasted. Energy that has been wasted. Because the mind becomes so uptight, our mind becomes inflexible means become so tight with something that bothers your mind, something that you're attached to. Could be so many things that we become uptight. So then very energy that come with that mindset is been wasted. That's called lung roll, wasted energy, lung roll. Where the energy goes, that energy goes through the channels. Where the channels coming from, the channels merge from the chakras, which is located throughout our body. So there's then 72,000 channels merged from those chakras. So there the 72,000 channels are where this energy flow. Because of the energy, every movement we do physically, due to energy, without energy there will be zero movement, physical movement, there will be no movement. Every movement, physical movement, is due to energy, power by energy. So then question is why I need to get rid of those wasted energies? Oh, this wasted energy that stuck into your channels cause difficulties. It caused physical difficulties. So why is big deal it caused physical difficulties? I don't care. No. That contribute to mental discomfort. So now you say I don't care about mental discomfort. Well, I think who say people do care about, people do want to be happy. People doesn't want to their mind to get disturbed. Whether that's coming from physical discomfort, that makes your mind disturbed. People don't want that. is not about Buddhism, it's not about religion, it's about well-being, it's about well-being. It's about individual well-being. It's not about religious belief. It's not about believing life before this. It's not about believing life after this. It is about the well-being of very life that you have now. You have body, you have brain, or you have mind that thinks. Nobody wants to get their mind get disturbed. So rest is energy that gets stuck into our channel that cause physical discomfort. So that contributed to mental discomfort. Therefore, it's important to learn how to get rid of them from our channels. So this nine round breathing meditation is a technique directly benefits and indirectly it will clear all the mud in the water. It will clear all the mud in the water. The nature of mind is like clear water. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you have hope? Do you believe that you can enlighten? Do you believe? Do you believe that you possess Buddha nature? Do you believe? Do you believe that your life is precious? Do you believe that? Without that, we are not going to succeed. No matter what kind of spiritual practice we do, we are not going to succeed because you don't have faith in yourself. You don't have faith in yourself. I'm not saying you don't have faith. If you don't have faith in yourself, that you are not going to succeed. Any spiritual field. Please ask yourself questions. Do you believe? Not just believe like a Is this precious? Is this referred to the life? Is your life precious? Can you get enlightened? Can you do something good? Can you say something nice? Can you think something positive? That's what I mean. Do you believe? That's exactly what I mean. Am I able to say something nice? Am I able to think something good? Why we think that my life is not worth it? Why we think that my life has no meaning? Why? Is this a valid thought? The very mindset that you have is valid. It's backed by a concrete base. Is there any base for that? Very important. Why Krishna is saying this? We thought that we are not going to succeed. We are not going to succeed. There's nothing much to succeed. Physically, there's nothing much to succeed. We all have two eyes. We all have 2 years. We are not going to get 4 years. Mentally, that's mentally, we are not going to succeed mentally. So the bottom line, you have to have faith in yourself that you possess Buddha nature, that you could get enlightened. Not just looking at the lake, oh, I don't believe anybody crossed that lake. I don't believe anybody crossed that lake. I don't believe I can cross that lake. Sitting in the boat, sitting in the boat, thinking that you can cross. Never try. Never even move the boat. Never try. Never even move the boat. How you can say? With confidence. Okay. Nine round breathing meditation. The nine round breathing meditation is to clear all the mud from this lake or from this water. Which nature of that water is clear, which is like clear water. Temporarily it becomes murky because of something. You have to have faith that you can clean that water. You have to have faith that water is not inseparable with the mud. If that water is inseparable with the mud, no matter what you do, you cannot clean. This is very, very important. Without that, without having any faith in yourself, we are not going to succeed in the path they lay out by Shakyamuni Buddha. We are not going to succeed. We're not going to succeed. Because you don't have faith. You believe that you are negative and then that's not good to know. So we have to have faith in ourselves. We have to have faith that I could be liberated. I could get enlightened. Because I possess Buddha nature. Because this life is precious. Because I can motivate myself to say something nice. I could motivate myself to say, think something good. I could motivate myself to do something good physically. Oh! So that clearly proves. Don't ever think, the sky is inseparable with the cloud. Not true. That's not true. You are just saying that's not true. When you go to Patagonia, you see sky, there's no cloud. If you don't believe me, ask people from Patagonia. They're like, how often they see sky without cloud? Because there's no airplane. Flying in the sky, that part of the sky, there's no airplane. Even not one single one airplane flies. You do see sky without cloud. Oh, same thing. This is all like cloud is just here, temporary, all this negative mindset is all this temporary. If you believe all this inseparable with me, we are not going to succeed. Okay? So there's nine round breathing meditation, how to eliminate all this waste energy that gets stuck into our channels, direct benefit of that. So then indirectly, it will clear out all the mud in the water. So that the water has become clean, very clean. That's the nature of mind. The nature of mind. That you need to connect. You need to connect with that. You need to connect with the nature of mind, not the mud in the water. If you connect yourself all the time, mud in the water, that water, what's the benefit? There's no benefit. What do you say? Do you think there's benefit of thinking something negative? Huh? If you are getting some benefit, if you are getting something benefit about thinking something something, some sort of problems, some sort of difficulty. If you are getting benefit, I need to say this very strongly. I need to say this. Otherwise, people misunderstand Four Noble Truth. People misunderstand the way Shakyamuni Buddha lay out the Four Noble Truth, order of the Four Noble Truth. People sometimes get misunderstood. That's why I need to say this very strongly. If you are getting any benefit of thinking some kind of problem or difficulties, it is worth it. It's worth it that you are getting some benefit. Because it is pushing you up. It's not pushing you down, it's pushing you up, it's moving you towards liberation, towards enlightenment. Oh, then there's benefit. If there's no benefit of thinking problems, why do you think? Because there's no benefit. See? Oh. Then if you ever wonder, is there a way out? Is there a way out of all this cycle of problems? You know, like, if you ever wonder, is there a way out? You know? Oh. So, then need to think of a Four Noble Truth. Why you wonder if the way out, if you're having great time? I don't think you think about the way out. If you're having great time, why you think of a way out? You're only wondering because now it's become like a little unbearable. Then you're wondering, is there a way out? Oh, so that very mindset then will lead to Four Noble Truth. Actually, the order of the Four Noble Truth is, of course, the goal is huge. Is liberation. You know? For a lot of us, it's hard to, even like hard to get our head around. Even it's hard to imagine, is this really possibility? Every situation is related to the Four Noble Truth. I mean, every single problem that we face in this life is related to Four Noble Truth, if you think precisely. What we do as a human, first we think, first we experience. Or like, my, this beautiful glass is broke. Problem. Right? So the glass that you are so attached, all of a sudden that not being mindful slipped through your head and broke. That's not happiness. Is that happiness? That's not happiness. There's a problem now. First noble truth, there's a problem. Not as deep as the Buddha taught, but like, I think this whole idea of first noble truth can be applied for every problem. That's not the first noble truth, the glass broke. when that happens, what do we do? We don't think about the cause. We do not think about the cause. Immediately we think about something to blame, somebody to blame. Does that include yourself? Yeah, we do blame ourselves too. That's not how you overcome from the problem. When you look at it from the bigger picture, the Four Noble Truth, that's not how you come overcome from the problems. Overcome from the problems, you don't. Unfortunately, that's what we do. We, you know, is as the pain caused by losing the cup that you're very much attached to. The pain of losing that cup. Uptight, that means things, that means things. Every situation, please, all my friends here, think of every problem that we face is related to Four Noble Truths. Pain, First Noble Truth. Second, the cause, why it breaks. Why it breaks. Not because you want to break it. You don't want to break it, because why it breaks. To be realistic. And with the realistic approach, what you just lost, realistic approach. There's many things we do. You can scream, you can shout, you could be all negative, makes all everybody around you uncomfortable. You could probably do that. Or you could think of something else. Each and every one of us, all my friends here, you are listening. We have responsibility. We have moral responsibility to keep this life happy as possible. The best, liberate. That's our moral responsibility. Oh, one of the Kadama masters begging, my precious previous life, you give me such a wonderful gift. So now you're begging to this life. Please don't throw off the cliff. If you cannot push a little bit up, don't throw this precious gift off the cliff. How? Being pessimistic. Being negative. That's how you throw this precious gift off the cliff. My precious previous life, give me this wonderful gift. This precious life, you are begging for this precious life, make sure you don't throw this gift off the cliff. Very important message, you know. This is a piece of advice given by Kadama Master. Is it really possible so that you can make this life happier by thinking, yes, 100% yes, 100% yes, by thinking you can make this life happy, by thinking you can liberate this life from the samsara, by thinking you can get enlightened, 100% sure, 100%. There's no doubt. There is no doubt. You have to have faith. If you don't have faith in yourself, no matter how much you learn, Nothing going to change. Me too. Do you believe the Shanti Deva said that you are like boat? Do you believe that? Dunga chuo chagatos. Dungao chuo. The lake that considered as a problem, all the problems that we face is like lake. You are like boat sitting in that lake. So now, do you believe, in the first place, do you believe that your life is like boat, that you could sail across this lake? You know, so precious human life, possessing Buddha nature. You are two nature, mind pure, without having any understanding of death or like faith. We are not going to succeed. If you think, oh, my life's piece of junk, or my life doesn't worth anything, my life is no meaning, I don't look good. Oh, no, 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 no. My friend, no, no. This is not good start. No, no. We are not going to succeed with this kind of mentality. We are not going to succeed. We have to have faith in ourselves. I have to say this, no, very strongly. We have a faith in ourselves that I possess Buddha nature. My true nature, mind is pure. And my action in me is not inseparable, it's separate. Far as my action is concerned, I can purify. Purify. Every day I can do something good every day. Every day I can do something good. True. It's very true. I'm not just saying it. It's very true. Every day you can cheer up someone else. Every day you can do something good. Otherwise we are just like thinking, our lives thinking with our actions that you believe is inseparable with yourself. There's no way out. There's no way out. No more. Samsara, why is it called samsara? Nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect. Make mistake out of ignorance, make mistake out of anger, make mistake out of jealousy, make mistake out of arrogance, make mistake out of like attachment. This is all like mud. It's all like muddy pond. Then, out of there, lotus, beautiful lotus grows. Without muddy pond, lotus doesn't grow in the clear water. It grows in the muddy water. Muddy water. Wherever the lotus grows, when you look at them, that doesn't, first you don't feel like to swim because it's all like kind of plant and like muddy, yeah, that's where the lotus grows. When it grows, there's no mud. Something that grows out of the muddy pond, when it grows, there's no mud. Pure nature, mind, Buddha nature, whatever you call pure nature, mind. So therefore it makes 100% sense for your own benefit. It makes 100% sense for your own benefit for you to succeed. Meditate on love, compassion. Oh, you get maximum benefit. Your life will become happier. Because power of love and kindness, compassion nurtures your mind, nurtures your life. You get maximum benefit. So this all begins with you have to have faith. You have to have faith in yourself that you possess Buddha nature, true nature. Your mind's pure. That you could be. You could. How is it? When you look at the winter time, when you look at fruit tree, I used to have persimmon tree. When that tree produced fruit, when? Which season the tree produced fruit?
Is it the fall?
Fall. Winter time, that tree looks like skeletons. When you look at that tree, it's hard to imagine that very tree that you're looking at doesn't have even one lip. Does not have even one lip. Only matter of time, that tree has potentials to produce 100 beautiful fruits from a fall, in the fall. You saw that many years in cycle, you saw, still you are in heart and all, that how that tree even doesn't have one leaf can produce that much fruit. You can say, it's hard to have faith. It's, I understand why you struggle. I understand because you never saw that my persimmon tree produced every year a couple hundred fruit. You never witnessed. But for you, I understand for you why you're having a hard time believing that tree even does not have one leaf. Now you're very tired. Now you're looking at the tree, even doesn't have one leaf. How I can convince you the tree is going to produce 200 fruit in the fall? How much I can say? There's nothing much I can say, even though I witness. There's nothing much I can say in word. What else you can say? Oh, look at that tree, even have no, doesn't have one leaf, it's going to produce in the fall 200 fruit. You say, yes. You are not convinced. Sometimes it feels like the life feels like that tree doesn't have even one green leaf. Even just forget about green, even there's no leaf at all. Sometimes you feel like your life is like that. No hope. You don't believe. Even it produced last year 200 fruit, you forgot. I don't blame you because why you're having a hard time believing, because you don't see even just one leaf. It's hard to think that you can produce 200 fruit. You have to show something to capable to produce 200 fruit. You don't have nothing because you even don't have even one leaf. Oh. People did enlighten. People liberated. People practicing loving kindness, compassion. People getting maximum benefit. But still, for us, it's hard to convince that you can enlighten. How? We don't have faith. We don't have faith. This is very important things. This is very important things. If you believe you are not worth it, if you believe your life is not good, negative, no good stuff. We are not going to succeed. We are not going to succeed. Sorry, all my friend here. We are not going to succeed. So that's a fact. We are not going to succeed. You have to have faith in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. Okay, you have faith. That you possess Buddha nature. You have to faith. You have to have faith that you can purify. Past action is concerned, you have to have faith you can purify them. You can purify them. Don't ever think that dirty dishes in your sink cannot be clean. This is wrong. That's ignorance. Now question, how you clean? You need to do something. You can't just sit there and meditate. May all my dishes will be clean immediately. That's not how the clean dishes are clean. Well, you need to buy soap. You need to buy the sponge or whatever. Then you need to move. Then even like the washing machine, you have to move. The dishes doesn't go by themselves into the washing machine. Anything that get dirty can be clean. Otherwise, they don't get dirty. If you cannot clean, they don't get dirty in the first place. Anything that get dirty can be clean. Can be clean. That include our life, action of our life can be clean. Can be clean. Okay, oh, So bottom line here, sorry, so not able to finish the nine round breathing meditation. The bottom line here that we must have faith in ourselves. We must have faith in ourselves that I could succeed, I could liberate, I could get enlightened. Don't just talk. Don't just say, I know. Maybe we don't know. Maybe you say, I know. Maybe you don't know. You just say, you know, I have Buddha nature. Maybe you don't know we have Buddha nature. Maybe you don't believe. That's why you don't know. Or maybe you are not aware that you have Buddha nature. You are not aware that you have Buddha nature. You just say. You know? Means you don't feel. You don't feel. You don't have faith that I can make this life happier. You just said. If you don't have that faith that you can make your life happier, how in the world you're going to think that you can be liberated, you can get enlightened? It's just talk. It means nothing. It's just talk. Oh, that's what I heard. I heard at the Kadamba Center, Gishikele told me that I have Buddha nature. Sometimes people do say, you know, I don't know whether I have consciousness. I don't know whether I have mind or not, but Gishila told me I have mind. I did heard that before. People say that they're talking about, all of a sudden they start talking about mind. And I say, I'm not sure they're using this term. I'm even not sure that I have mind. But Gishila told me I have mind. Gishila is not the one who judges whether you have mind or not, but you have to have faith. You have to have faith in yourself that you know, this teaching has been taught 2,500 years ago. You know, Gishila didn't make up those teachings. Gishila just here repeating whatever has been said. So of course the Gishila wished that all of you to be succeed, not be succeed. Succeed. Gishila very much wished every single day all of you will be happy all the time. But that's no hard, that's too much to expect, you know. But at least that you could day to day life, you could cheer up yourself. So Gishila very much wish and prayer that all the people that Gishila connected in this life praying for, you know, their success, you know. The success has to come from some kind of thinking, okay? Oh, yeah. It's kind of liberating just knowing that I could cross. If I choose to cross, I could cross. No. Just knowing that I could, you know, it's kind of liberating, isn't it? Just knowing that, I could get enlightened. I could liberate. Just knowing that you have possibility, just knowing that you have opportunities. Opportunities always provided to you. Just knowing that it's kind of liberating. Just knowing that's kind of liberating. Just knowing. It's kind of liberating. No need to stuck with the action that went wrong out of ignorance, attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, whatever action that went wrong. You don't need to stuck with that. You can purify them. Just knowing that's kind of liberating. But of course, it requires, you need to put some effort. It's not going to just purify by itself. You need to put some effort there, Sake of your own happiness. When you look around other parts of the world, wow. there's really nothing to complain. There's really nothing to complain here. When you look at other part of the world, somehow you need to stop complaining. Some otherwise it will never end. It will never end. It will never end. It will never end. How often you felt, that you are so fortunate. How often you felt, how many times you felt throughout the day, how many times you felt you are so fortunate, how many times you felt or feel. So much opportunity, has been given. It's time to sell. Don't get stuck. It's time to sell. You have all the necessary conditions that you need to sell. When you look around other part of the world, kind of shocking that you are still complaining. It's kind of shocking. You know? It will never end, So we are here all so fortunate. Of course, the result of your previous life, positive karma, they've been giving this precious gift. It's time to move up. No, this is not the This is the critical moment that you should not throw this off the cliff. It's time to move up. Even by inch, you are paying kindness for the precious previous life and this life. Sorry, so I began 9-down breathing meditation, sorry. So long. Don't you think it's important? I think it's very important. It's not about learning something new. What are you going to do? Learn new? How many times you heard about how to make bread? How many times? 100 times I heard how to make bread, and went through all the ingredients. Did you ever make one bread? No, I never made bread. What's the point? What is the point to learning how to make bread? What's the point? You never made bread. Why you still want to learn more about making bread? Looks like you're not going to make one. Lama Tsongkhapa said in Namrim, Luigi did not give us a system to the Chishifim. Just talking will not lead anywhere. Lama Tsongkhapa said in Lamrim very clearly, need to show some actions. Just talking is not going to make, not going to lead anywhere. It's time to show some actions. Just reading of prescriptions, not taking medications, just reading prescriptions, that's how you're going to heal. You just read prescriptions, that's prescribed prescriptions. You just read, you don't take medication. That's how you're going to heal? No, nobody heals in the past just by reading prescriptions. Taking medicines, that's how you heal. Luigi did that, Jefferson, Tism, Judy, Tishibi, major love of something, never done a pendulum. Just reading the prescriptions in front of one patient who is very sick. You are not giving that medication. You are just reading the prescription. Oh, take one in the morning with breakfast. Take one in the afternoon without lunch, then you are reading it again. Meanwhile, that person will get better because that person is not getting any medicines. You are just reading the prescription. So this now is time to show some actions. If you really care about yourself, if you really respect yourself, if you really love yourself, this is all like self-love, self-respect, self-compassion. If you have all of that, seriously, need to show, it's time to show some actions. directions. Prioritize what is the best. What is the best for me, for other people, what's the best? Oh, loving kindness, compassion, that's the best. Nothing else. That's the best. That's the best. Nothing else. That's the best. Loving kindness, compassion, that's the best. Need to prioritize in the day-to-day life. We need to prioritize. That's called successful life, happy life, successful life, happy life. That will lead somewhere. That will lead somewhere. So that means now you are, how you say, in America, now you are talking. Now Gila is talking, Donas is talking, Kim Lily talking, Samula talking, Shigula, now everybody is talking now, everybody's talking. Show some action, show some action, some action. Just talking. Lama Tsongkhapa said very clearly, if you're familiar with Lamrim teaching, Lama Tsongkhapa said very clearly, just mere talk is not going to lead anywhere. It's time for action. Just reading the prescriptions in front of the patients. That's not how you heal patients. That patient's not going to heal by hearing, take one in the morning with the breakfast, one in the afternoon lunch. It's not going to help. Like that. Okay. Sorry, just so much been said. So much been said. So much been said. The bottom line, me, all of my friends here, you're watching, what you possess? Buddha nature. What is your true nature, your mind? Pure. That needs to be understood very clearly. What is it like? Precious. Precious. Meaningful, difficult to find. Something needs to be reflected on a daily basis. When you reflect on that, then you are showing actions. Then you are showing action. When you are thinking about that, then you are showing actions. Then you are showing actions. When you are thinking about loving kindness, you are showing actions. When you're thinking about compassion, you are showing actions. For your happiness, only happiness, need to heavily rely on loving kindness, compassion. That's the way to succeed. In the samsara, out of samsara, all the way to enlightenment. Okay, so then every problem that we face, please think about Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. Before you blame anybody else, think about cause. What is cause? What is the cause of this pain? What is the cause? Oh, attachment, clinging so tightly on something that's already broke. What is the benefit? There's no benefit. Why you do? I don't know why you do. Oh, just let it go. But easier said than done. But need to practice. No? Need to practice. Otherwise, like that. Every single day, there's a thousand different things that thousand different ways that you could lose your peace of mind and your happiness. There are thousand different ways by seeing something, hearing something, smelling something. There's thousand different ways that you could lose your peace of mind so easily. Is like very vulnerable. If we don't think, if we don't show some actions, we cannot protect it. We cannot protect our peace of mind. Is very fragile, very fragile. We cannot protect that if we don't show some actions. Mere talk is not going to protect. We need to show some actions. Peace of mind. It's very fragile. Very vulnerable. If we don't show some actions, we cannot protect that. Yeah, you could talk. You could talk all the time, but there's not a way to protect Amazon. Just that is not enough. You need to show some actions. Okay. So I myself trying every single day, requesting all of you do the same things to make this life happy life. Happy life. Human happiness. Do you believe in human happiness? Do you believe in human happiness? What is human happiness? Think about this. What is human happiness? According to benefit of reciting 21 paraphrases, in that prayer did mention as a Padami Devachok, supreme happiness of human and divine being. What do you mean supreme happiness of human and divine being? What do you mean supreme happiness of human? Well, I am a human. I think I am human. I think I am human. I am one of the human. What do you mean like supreme human happiness? Physical body and the mind or brain, whatever you call it. What do you mean human happiness? Oh, something to think of. Something to think of. It's not just, I'm just making up. Human happiness is something to strive for. That's why benefit of reciting 21 paraphrases, one of the benefits is achieving supreme happiness of human. There is such a thing called human happiness. It's not just we are just making it up. There is such a thing called human happiness. What is it? What is it? What is it? Yeah, sometimes people do say, oh, like, I don't think the purpose of life is happiness. And then what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? Yeah, you can argue. That's very good. You can disagree. Then you have to come up with something. What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? If you know the happiness, what is the purpose of life? According to Buddhism, the purpose of life is happiness. Purpose of life is liberation. That's the everlasting happiness. Maybe your notion of happiness is not complete. Maybe it's like not complete. Maybe you misunderstood happiness. Then what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? Why you breathe? What is happiness? Then now what is happiness? Or something that makes you happy. Something that makes me happy. Reciting prayer, reciting a lot of prayer, doing a lot of prayer, a lot of practice, reciting mantra, or something that makes you happy, something that makes you happy, something that makes you feel fortunate, something that makes you happy. That is happiness. Now what is something? What do you mean something that makes me happiness? What do you mean something? Oh, there are many things that makes you happy. Many things that makes your life meaningful. Many things that makes you think that your life is worth to live. We don't need to talk about suffering, as I mentioned before. If there's no benefit, why you talk? There's no benefit, why you talk? There's no point to talk about suffering if there's no benefit. Unless you're getting some benefit, then it's worth to think. Otherwise, there's no benefit. I'm not saying that thinking of suffering has no benefit. I'm not saying that. If you are not getting any benefit, there's no point. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, oh, for noble truth, there's no point. No, I'm not saying that. Personally, if you don't get any benefit of thinking suffering. Then no, you should not think. You should not think. You should not think. The Buddha's intention is you to focus on suffering, that you get some benefit. Maybe you think seriously about liberation. That's why you need to think the first noble truth. So that's why let's not talk about suffering. Let's not talk about suffering. We are talking about the good things. You possess Buddha nature. You are pure nature mind. Your true nature mind is pure. You can be liberated. You can get enlightened. Your action can be purified. It's time to show some action. Don't just talk. Time to show some action. Prioritize. Human happiness is out of debate, because there's such a thing called human happiness do exist. Nothing to debate about, do exist. So that's why all my friends, including myself, every day, little bit. Make sure that wealth doesn't drag it. Make sure that even one drop goes into that well. Even though you can pour a whole glass of water there, make sure every day one drop goes there, make sure that well doesn't dry up. Every day there's one drop goes there. Just every day, little bit, focus inside and think. Think that how fortunate. Think something good, like think, that's the way to make your life happy. You are not going to make your life happy by some thinking something negative. It's not good for you. It's not good for you. That's why. It's not about religion. It's not good for you. Thinking something negative is not good for you. Thinking something positive is good for you. That's why you think some positive. That's how to make your life happier. Think some positive. Every Sunday we could talk about all these complicated teachings, all these difficult terms. They maybe take like a few days for you to learn. We can talk all these things. What is the point? Oh, today Srila taught this new text. Oh, this one song is so even hard to understand the words. It may take like a few days to understand meaning. Once you understand meaning, what's the point? It's been 20 years. It's been more than 20 years we've been talking. Now it's time to show some actions. It's not just 1 year, 2 years. It's been more than 20 years we've been talking. Now it's time to show some actions. You know, time to show actions. You, me, everybody, every one of us, show some actions. Okay. So then we all get benefit. So that's good. So that everybody comes here with a smile face. So that's good. Okay. I spent more than 20 years in the monastery learning all these five major texts. What is the point? Here now, big question. What is the point? Did you heard Lamrim? Oh, I heard Lamrim for Gishikel, I heard Lamrim for Gishitsuga, Lama Zabar Rinpoche, this and that. Did anything change? No. That's kind of sad sentence here. Oh, okay. So please, maybe next Sunday, maybe all of you still think about, see, Zabar Rinpoche did explain how to do meditation on loving kindness and compassion. So I'm very much hoping that you could create some beautiful stories that could become the instructions how to meditate on love. That meditation needs to be done not just once. It needs to be done again and again and again. Oh. Now, the prayer-wise, you already have the four immeasurables. That's in Buddhism, four immeasurables. That's like the shorter version that we say every Sunday. There's a longer version. It's much better. It gives you more thorough instructions how to meditate on love and compassion and then joyful and equanimity, you know. So these are the meditations. That's what I mean. Now it's time to show some actions. Just sit and really think. Try to feel something. Feel something. And here, you know, in the West, you are very much visual oriented. So that's why I'm saying, if you are like, you know, we are, the way the ways are taught is very much vocal. So that's just enough. Vocal is just enough. You don't need more. Vocal is enough. Here you are very much visual oriented. So the stories create some kind of visual image. So that's why I'm asking you to think about some kind of stories, how to use that story and to meditate on meditation on loving kindness and meditate on compassion. Okay. So then every Sunday, maybe one of you could read the stories, then everybody can sit and meditate. All right. Oh yeah. So then with that, probably time is over now. Tumasi.
Yes, Keshla.
So nine round. Nine round visit meditation next Sunday. So nine round visit meditation next Sunday, okay? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, maybe Alhamdulillah dedication now.
So start with the dedication from Shanti Deva, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. I'm sorry, I think you can't see the Spanish. Okay. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I here remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, Chenzen Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and your disciples, please live long.